Visit langia.com to access the transcript, translations, explanations, and flashcards.
Let's start with the episode.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of our Beginner English podcast. I'm Emily, and today we're not just learning English, we're also talking about something delicious.
And I'm John. It's great to be back with all of you. Today, our topic is Beyond Boiling, Creative Ways to Cook Vegetables. Do you know someone who only boils vegetables, Emily? It can be a little boring, right?
Absolutely. My grandma used to boil everything until it was super soft. It was delicious, but sometimes I really wanted something different. Boiled vegetables can lose their bright color and sometimes even their natural taste. Today, we'll share simple and very tasty ways to make vegetables exciting and full of flavor.
That's right. You'll learn how to transform common vegetables like carrots, broccoli, and spinach into delicious dishes using easy methods. We promise no boring vegetables today. We have three fantastic ideas for you to try at home.
And the best part is, these methods are not difficult. Even if you don't cook much, you can try these recipes. Cooking vegetables in new ways is a wonderful skill, and it makes eating them much more enjoyable. So, let's get started with our first creative cooking idea.
Our first creative way to cook vegetables is roasting. This means cooking vegetables in the oven with high heat. Roasting is fantastic because it makes vegetables taste sweeter and gives them a lovely, slightly crispy texture on the outside.
Yes, it's very easy to do. First, you need to cut your vegetables into pieces. It's important to cut them into similar sizes so they cook evenly. Good vegetables for roasting are root vegetables like carrots, potatoes, and sweet potatoes, but also broccoli, cauliflower, or bell peppers.
After you cut them, you put them on a baking tray. This is a flat metal pan. Then you add a little olive oil, not too much, just enough to cover them lightly. Then add some salt and pepper for basic seasoning.
You can also add other tasty spices like garlic powder, onion powder, or dried herbs. Rosemary and thyme are wonderful with roasted vegetables. They give a warm, earthy flavor. Just sprinkle them all over the vegetables on the tray.
Next, you put them in a hot oven, a temperature of maybe 200 degrees Celsius or 400 degrees Fahrenheit is good. You bake them for about 20 to 30 minutes, sometimes a little longer, depending on the vegetable and how small you cut them.
You'll know they are ready when they become soft inside, but they also get a little brown and crispy outside. That brown, crispy part is where all the amazing flavor comes from. It's called caramelization, and it makes vegetables taste so good.
It's a great way to make vegetables taste really good, even for people who don't usually like them. The high heat brings out the natural sugars in the vegetables, making them sweet and delicious. My personal favorite is roasted sweet potatoes. They taste just like candy to me.
They really do. Roasting is a simple change that makes a huge difference. Now, let's move to our second idea, which is perfect for when you are short on time.
Next, let's talk about stir-frying. This is a super fast cooking method using a big pan or a special pan called a wok on very high heat. It's perfect for making a quick, healthy meal.
It's excellent for busy people because it cooks vegetables in just a few minutes. And the best part is that stir-frying keeps the vegetables crunchy and bright in color. They don't become soft and dull like when you boil them for too long.
You need a little oil in the pan, then add your chopped vegetables. Think about cutting them small and thin so they cook fast. For example, you can use thinly sliced carrots, green cabbage, small broccoli florets, or crunchy snap peas.
Yes, you want them to cook quickly and evenly, so cut them into small, bite-sized pieces. Once they are in the hot pan with the oil, you keep stirring them quickly. You use a big spoon or a spatula to move them around constantly.
That's why it's called stir-fry. You stir and fry at the same time. The constant stirring helps the vegetables cook quickly on all sides and stay crisp. It also prevents them from burning in the high heat.
After a few minutes, when the vegetables are almost done but still a little crunchy, you can add extra flavor. Soy sauce is a classic, or you can add fresh grated ginger or minced garlic for more taste. It's a complete quick meal if you add some cooked rice or noodles to the pan at the end.
Stir-frying is also very healthy because you cook the vegetables for a very short time. This helps to keep most of the vitamins inside the vegetables. It's quick, healthy, and delicious.
Absolutely. Try it with different vegetables. Experiment with your favorites. You can add some protein, like chicken or tofu, to make it a full meal, too. It's very versatile.
Our third idea is called sautéing. This is like pan frying, but often with less oil and a stronger focus on adding fresh flavors. It's a gentle cooking method that brings out the natural, delicious taste of the vegetable.
That's right. You use a regular frying pan with just a little butter or olive oil on medium heat. It's a more gentle heat than stir-frying. This way, the vegetables cook slowly and become tender without getting too crispy.
The secret here is to add fresh herbs or garlic. Imagine you have some sliced zucchini or mushrooms. You put them in the pan and cook them for a few minutes until they start to soften.
And then you add fresh chopped garlic, just a little bit.
And then fresh chopped parsley or basil. The fresh herbs give a wonderful smell and flavor to the vegetables. They make a simple dish taste very special.
It's very simple, but makes a big difference in taste and aroma. The fresh garlic becomes fragrant, and the herbs release their beautiful oils. I love sautéed spinach with just a little garlic. It wilts down fast, meaning it becomes soft and much smaller in the pan, and tastes so good with almost any meal.
Yes, sautéed spinach is fantastic! Don't be afraid to try different herbs like fresh thyme or oregano, too. Even a little squeeze of lemon juice at the end can make it amazing and add a bright, fresh taste. It's perfect for green beans or asparagus.
It sounds like we have a lot of tasty options now.
So, today we learned three creative ways to cook vegetables beyond just boiling. We talked about roasting them in the oven for a sweet, crispy flavor and a wonderful aroma.
And we discussed stir-frying for quick, crunchy, and colorful dishes that keep all the nutrients.
And we explored simple sautéing with delicious fresh herbs and garlic for a flavorful and aromatic side dish.
We hope you feel inspired to try these methods at home. Cooking vegetables in new ways can be a fun adventure in your kitchen and make your meals much more exciting and delicious.
Thank you for joining us today on the Language Learning Podcast. Practice your English and maybe practice your cooking too. We hope you enjoy making these tasty vegetable dishes.
See you next time.
Bye for now.
Get the transcript, flashcards, explanation, and more on langia.com.